This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
You hear the siren. Tuesday night, Intel Scanner. The Eric Holder special. You love him. We love him. Everybody loves him.
He's my homie.
You know him as the first attorney, the first black attorney general of the United States. And we're gonna, I heard that he's retiring from public service. And now he's going into the private sector.
Wait. What he was doing was considered a service?
Yeah, isn't that disgusting? What these politicians call public, I mean, that's what they call their jobs, public service. They show up for work, like, what, 80 days out of the year? And fucking finger bang each other in D.C. and take each other out to dinner and then go back to their states and hang out?
3-hour shifts.
Yeah.
You know, 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Collect their 200 grand with benefits and then take the rest of the year to go make more money.
Oh, and the flights, too. Don't forget about all the plane flights. Those are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that's all subsidized.
Traveling the world. That. Spend 3 days for a 25-minute little meeting. I mean, come on, you guys can't get stuff done faster than that.
I'm gonna try to stretch this out a little. I don't want to get too crazy about Eric Holder. We're waiting on the other host. Hopefully, he gets here soon. I don't want to get too crazy into this, but Eric Holder, quite the character. He's been in the government a long time, and his name has came up in everything from the Branch Davidian burning down, to Oklahoma City, to Fast and Furious, to letting off drug dealers in the 80s when he was the U.S. attorney in D.C. His name just comes up with all these things. There's another interesting thing that came up about Eric Holder was burning down the forest in California. And it's a huge land grab, and it's getting proven. And it's not being talked about in the media, but...
Was that big chunk of land that they just made a park?
Yeah. It had something to do... something in California, there was a forest fire that was started. It was arson. And it was come to find out it was just started to push some people off of it and activate a huge land grab. And they're going back through the paperwork, and they're saying that, of course, Eric Holder and the Department of Justice... We're going to go through all sorts of stories about Eric Holder and his really fucking awesome Department of Justice. This is just one of the stories. And if you saw the post on Facebook, you can read the whole entire the stories in their entirety there. But boy, he is involved in a lot of things.
Yeah, he is a busy guy.
Fuck. He is. He is involved in so much. I want to go over his whole history here. But I would like to wait, but I don't know. Show must go on.
Dun, 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 dun.
Eric Hempton Holder. I like his middle name, Hempton.
That is kind of nice, isn't it?
Hempton, no.
I'm going to name my next dog that.
Hempton. Eric Hempton Holder Jr. was born in the Bronx on January 21st, 1951, making him 63 years old.
He's ghetto, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he was when he was a child. I couldn't find much on him talking about. But he attended public school until the age of 10. In fourth grade, he was selected to participate in a program for intellectually gifted students, a.k.a. government indoctrination program. Graduated high school in 1969. Graduated with a bachelor's degree in American history. I couldn't find what college that was from, but he obtained a law degree from Columbia University in 1976. Now, right after he graduated law school, he went to work briefly for the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And then that was just for a quick moment. And then he was hired by the government, which he had quite the career with. His first job in public service, he was hired by the Justice Department, and it was a brand new, just starting sector called the Public Integrity Sector. Section. Now, I'm not making this up. This was his first job, and it was called the Public Integrity Section. Now, this is the Wikipedia definition of what this government agency does. A section of the criminal division of the Department of Justice that is charged with combating political corruption at all levels of government through prosecuting federal, state, and local elected and appointed officials. So that seems kind of funny that that was his first job, and he ended up being one of the most corrupt U.S. politicians. We're going to get into it here. Ever to go down, and this was his first job right out of law school.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty good place to learn all the ropes on what's going to be used against you later on.
It sounds like it's all about appearing to the public to have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Just appearances.
Let's go by the years here. Eric Holder graduated Columbia University in 1976. 1976 was the year of the Watergate scandal. The Watergate scandal is why the government created the Public Integrity Section.
That makes sense.
Exactly why. And then they had some fresh little smart-ass lawyer coming out of Columbia that was already indoctrinated in the government program. Hey, let's put this guy in charge of it. So, what it is now, you can't find much information on this either, but it's about 30 prosecutors who travel the country trying to make cases around different politicians.
Yeah, you don't hear about that at all. They got an easy-ass job, huh?
Well, you got to go around and try to get people sent to prison. That's kind of fucking...
Well, I mean, you got to think, the second that they start investigating said person, they're going to get paid off. And so it's, I mean, they just drive around collecting money all day. It's kind of... I want to do that job. What does it take to become an attorney general?
To work for the Public Integrity Section? Probably just a law degree and no morals.
Yeah.
Because you know it's this Public Integrity Section that they're used as an intimidation wing. They're used as, I mean, look about, there wasn't really much on him. There was a few stories or whatever. But let's just keep moving through his, I want to do a quick run through on his past and then we can come through and talk more about it. 1988, Ronald Reagan appoints Eric Holder as judge of the Supreme Court of Washington, D.C., Eric Holder steps down from that position in 1993 by appointment of Bill Clinton to United States Attorney for Washington, D.C. He is the first black attorney to hold both of these offices. He is elevated to deputy attorney, all these attorney labels, one after another, in 1997. Holder briefly served as attorney general under Bush Jr. until John Ashcroft, huge fan of the show, yeah, was appointed Attorney General. And you'll remember that John Ashcroft was who prosecuted Tommy Chong for water bombs. But that's who came in. And
that motherfucker.
And as Eric Holder was serving, before he was relieved by John Ashcroft, he was the first black Attorney General in United States history. People say it was under Obama, but it wasn't. He was actually the first black Attorney General under Bush Jr.
He was Attorney General of Washington, D.C.
No, he was actually briefly Attorney General under Bush Jr. until they appointed your boy John Ashcroft.
He filled in while they were nominating.
While they were looking, approving. While they were looking for an old rich white man to fill the position.
Yes.
That's awesome. And John Ashcroft filled that position nicely with him and Rumsfeld, and they all looked good together. Cheney.
Didn't they? They took some very good photos and stuff.
It's a good looking man. Holder is the only government attorney to have ever obtained a presidential pardon for a fugitive.
Yeah.
Mark Rich, under Bill Clinton, on Bill Clinton's last day in office. This was a huge thing at the time. In his last day in office, Eric Holder signed off on it and got a presidential pardon from Mark Rich, the big financier of the Clinton family. Only time it's ever happened. Good old Eric Holder. Well, now we're joined by the host here. We were just going over a quick little brief history.
Thing one and thing two. have now merged.
It's like, right?
His just a quick little history of him. After his brief attorney general gig under Bush Jr., Eric Holder went to work private practice law firm Covington & Burling, located out of Washington, D.C., where he represented many high-profile people, Merck Pharmaceuticals, the NFL. The NFL during the Michael Vick thing, is he represented the NFL in the private sector. In 2004, Eric Holder negotiated an agreement with Chiquita Bananas and got them off the hook for all those psycho killings in the 80s. And if anybody knows anything about Chiquita Bananas and Dole Foods,
they're delicious.
I suggest you look them up.
They are delicious.
they are some of the most cutthroat corporations, and we're talking on Earth. Where they rival Monsanto, Blackwater.
They're fucking evil.
They are something else.
They were pulling some shit down in fucking, what is it, Guatemala or something?
Eric Holder got him off of all that. Yeah. Look it up. I didn't even know this. In 2004, Eric Holder got all these fucking shitbags off of that. And we are joined by the beautiful other host.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Hi.
I like your voice.
My name is Nicole Lopez.
Hi.
Hey. That's her alias.
I'm smarter than my name sounds, I swear. There's lots of Nicole Lopez's in this beautiful country.
And they're not smart? What is that?
No, well, not most of them. I don't know. I haven't really met anyone else named Nicole Lopez. But I like to think I'm smart-ish.
So. Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
For the first time on the Intel Scan?
It is my first time, and I am glad to be here. So
we're really glad to have you.
Well, thank you.
I like your tits and stuff, so it's all good. You know?
We'll have to try to not offend you too much.
No, we like to offend everyone equally.
people that aren't in studio, we try to offend. People in studio, we try to take it easy on.
Well, it would be nice. I can take it. It's cool. No worries.
That's what she said.
Can you take it?
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Eric Holder, in 2008, he put his support behind banning guns behind his buddy Janet Reno's coalition. Didn't happen.
Janet Reno.
Yeah, in 2008, Eric Holder comes back to the government under... He's asked by Barack Obama to come back into the public sector for...
Can you come help a brother out?
Can you come help a brother out?
help a nigga out, come on.
You're the scariest black lawyer this government has ever seen.
No,
he's not the scariest lawyer.
If not the scariest. Well, he's been recruited since he was just a young lad.
Since just a young lad. When he was 10
years
old.
Yeah, wasn't he from like the Bronx or like
Queens.
Poor Queens. To begin Queens. With. And
from
beginning.
The Bronx. Well, we had just went over that before you guys got here. In fourth grade, he was selected to participate in a program for intellectually gifted students.
At the age of 11.
Yes, yeah, so he was plucked. He was plucked from said ghetto.
Right, from the get-go.
Well,
from
we went over get-to. That. His first gig right out of...
But what made him special? Was there programs that influenced... I mean, that actually proved that he was special?
Well, they give all kinds of kids tests to see their intelligence, and he was picked on he was smartest kid in his class at 11
well,
years old.
No, noticed. He just fit into their standardized testing format.
Selected to participate in a program for intellectually gifted students at fourth grade, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they picked him out, because he was intellectually gifted above the rest of his class, so they indoctrinated him. They like to take them young kids like that,
school them
and teach them how they want things to be,
and indoctrinate them.
Did they do certain tests that they did on older children, and he surpassed that?
I'm sure he did.
He earned a BA degree in American history in 1973.
A program for gifted children. What does that mean, though? Like... Mathletes or knowledge bowl or one of those.
Right, you can be gifted in certain areas.
Lots of different areas of that. I'm not sure how they picked him.
He's
clearly a good speaker.
Yeah.
Clearly writes well and has been trained to focus his skills into that.
He speaks so well that he sounds stupid.
He sounds
a lot of times.
If you listen to him talk for like 3 minutes straight, he sounds so smart that it's like you're trying to pull one over on me.
And see, I have a thing that I want to play tonight. It's an Eric Holder menage. Of him being in front of the...
Him, Barack, and Vladimir?
Just him talking to the courts. That he's been in court and been tried lots of times and let off.
Oh, fuck.
Of lots of things. Oh, and so there's on
spoke
YouTube.
So well.
He does speak so well. But he says there's a menage on YouTube of Eric Holder saying,
he's
I don't
the
know.
Only?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's
I don't
a
know.
Couple. There's a couple facts I have here.
I want to play that on
that,
here before
he's,
we
he's
die.
He's the only. He's the only.
Thank you.
Attorney General to have ever prosecuted and convicted six whistleblowers, former employee government employees. Six of them. That's only happened three other times with all other presidential
appointees. He whistleblowed.
All combined. From George Washington.
He got whistleblowers in trouble.
It's only happened
but
three
he
times.
He got whistleblowed on and now he copped out. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Is that right? So he did the same. So he's a...
piece of shit?
Well, a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Well, he's a mouthpiece for the establishment.
That's all he is.
All the best politicians are.
Aren't they? Just a mouthpiece for the establishment. Picked from childhood to be that. Like, they mm-hmm. selected him out of probably thousands of candidates.
Conditioned.
Because he had the right mindset to do it. From the ghetto, his parents moved here from a different country, Barbados.
Are you saying he was a smooth talker?
And a smooth talker. And had his mind right to do what it took to... excel his career.
Yeah, could you imagine him being in one of
however
his
many
classes?
Lies you have to tell, however many, whatever it takes, he was willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunn proved it through all these years.
So he prosecuted six whistleblowers.
To him, then, I guess. I mean, he grew up from nothing and became something that has to be, you know, something that you could give admiration to.
I salute his illustrious career,
right,
absolutely.
He was nothing, and then they saw his talent, and he became something. And now it's become corruptive. Job. And why? Why is that? I don't...
it's always been corrupt, but he's just quite the... I don't understand how he can... He's like the Teflon Don. He really is. I mean, you can throw shit, blood... Whatever you want at this guy.
Shit, and it blood, just, and cum. All at him.
Wipes, and it just wipes runs right off of him. It runs off him like he's a rain gutter. It's just like it wasn't even there. During Fast and Furious, he became the only cabinet member in the history of the U.S. government to be held in contempt of Congress.
Yeah.
He's the fucking... I mean, his name is coming up with some scary shit. And we haven't even gotten started. We haven't talked about Waco or Oklahoma City yet.
Right, well, I was hoping to stick around.
Well, we got
to
save something.
Early
save
on in
something.
His career for now, and then the second segment, we'll get into that for sure.
Right, okay, so the beginning was that he
come from out of
came
nowhere,
from nothing,
ghetto
and
kid in Queens.
They realized his potential,
he was smart.
And they plucked him from this ghetto
right.
into, and they gave him something, and he made something out of that.
Yeah,
so,
he did.
Okay, if I was in that position, I think that I would make the best out of it, but I was corrupt, so it turned into something bad. You know what I mean?
Well, like, his parents had to have had a lot to do with that too.
Well, I mean, don't. I see. I come in here not knowing anything about it. Pharaoh, you told me a little bit about it, and like this guy, he came from nothing. You know, he was in the ghetto, they realized his potential. If I was in that position, and I, you know, was, you know, had a recruiter just pluck me out because I grew up on the Pryor Indian Reservation. Which was rough. And if somebody realized my potential and turned it around, I would feel good about myself. So you can imagine that he feels good about himself, about where he came from and what he accomplished, you know, up until the corruption occurred. And I don't really know anything about his corruption or what, from being plucked to the success, I don't know anything in between that. I'm coming in as a fresh mind and just giving my opinion. And if I was plucked from something so shitty as a Pryor Indian Reservation to something that was so awesome, that it would become something that became my life, that I made $77 million, or, you know, $70 million a year, which... You told me earlier.
It's a Cinderella story.
Yeah,
Cinderella
it is.
Story.
Cinderella story.
It is a
he's
Cinderella
from out of nowhere.
Story.
He's like, they were telling him to clean the stove.
Okay, sorry,
we got to do a timeout real quick.
Sorry.
Cinderella story. Mad from the ghetto. Government gets him. Gives him a good, educates him. Gives him a good life.
And now
gets
he's a making 70, a shitload of money.
Sells a bunch of guns. Kills a bunch of people. Gets rich people off of it all.
Okay.
Then gets a $100 million a year job.
So
don't forget about the mustache.
That is the American way. Oh,
Cinderella story.
I got a text from Eric Holder earlier. I told him we would all take turns blowing him. And he, awesome. he will let us shave his mustache live on the air here on the Intel Scanner.
Fuck yes. In the third segment. Cup his balls, swallow the gravy, whatever it takes. Come on, eh?
That mustache is coming off.
E. Come on.
I'm going to stick my thumb in his ass.
We're done.
E. Holda.
I'm sure he likes it. I don't.
E. Holda.
And I'm the only girl here. I'm a little worried.
Well, here's the thing. We're all going to blow him first.
Yeah. You can go last. He should be done by then. I don't know.
It's going to take you a while to get him to go.
Sloppy fourths. Yeah. Is that right?
That's awesome. It's going to be, you know.
Mr. Holder.
we can't wait to see you.
Yeah. This should be a good one. So stick around for the third segment. That should be fun. And what do you think about the bank he gets hired for? The largest, most powerful bank in the United States?
Seems a bit suspect that he would get into that place somehow.
Considering
after
he
narrowly evading charges and indictments.
Well, what's sad about it is this whole time he was supposed to prosecute the big banks. It was always, that's what was the big thing.
He's like, I got job interview there, I can't.
We're gonna prosecute the banks and we're gonna take him down and what? He goes to work for the fucking Rockefeller Bank? I mean, oh, just so everybody knows, J.P. Morgan Chase, for the last 100 years, John Rockefeller and his family have been and still are to this day the largest shareholders in J.P. Morgan Chase. Fact.
I'm smelling a revolving door.
I'm smelling a big pile of something here. I can't believe that he would immediately, the day he resigned from the fucking government, he picks up a job. With the Rockefeller Bank. It's just, that's what made me want to do this Eric Holder show. I didn't even know what show we were going to do 3 days ago. And then you told me about that. And I was so disgusted. I was like, we have to do an Eric Holder show. It's just too fucking out of line.
He's like amazing.
He is fucking, he is the John Gotti of government lawyers.
He is.
He
well,
really
just
is.
Like I said, you know, and we may be talking
Al Capone,
like all the bad lawyers. Stuff, but going from bad to good isn't necessarily
a bad thing. He's like Darth Vader that's going to finally bring balance to the Force.
And then it turns bad.
He was going to be like the guy that saved us all from everything, and then he just turned bad and created an evil empire. He served the evil empire instead of...
It's no secret that he hates guns.
No secret.
No secret. And you just... You have to wonder about things like Waco.